Peace of Christ be with you, Hope College. It is Friday in October. Yeah. It's cold outside, but there's a lot of love and warmth inside. And we want to extend some of that love and warmth to some prospective students that we have visiting Hope College right now. Yes. I know I'm biased, but that doesn't make me wrong. We want you to come to Hope. We'd like to be your people. Don't just choose a college. Don't just choose a curriculum. Choose a people. Choose Hope. That's what I want to say to you. It's Friday in October. It's cold outside, but it's warm inside. And I have to make a confession. I'm happy today. A lot of it has to do with the Tigers. It may not be right, and I don't mean to be biased. And if you're a New York fan, I just want to say, I'm not sorry. I won't say that. I'm happy for the Tigers. I'm a man of deep, deep loves, and I have many loves. Baseball is one of them. But I'm happy today because we get to do this. I'm happy today because we get to worship, because I love to worship. I love to open up the scriptures because I love scripture. And when I open up the scriptures, my heart opens up because there, I get to see Jesus, and I love Jesus. I don't mean any harm by it. I just love him. I love what scripture says about scripture. It says that all scripture is breathed by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness so that all those who belong to him might be proficient and equipped for every good work. All scripture, not some of the scriptures, all scriptures, meaning that we can go to the scriptures and expect God to breathe on us and fall afresh on us, the living God. I love scripture for that. Scripture is like a bush that burns and is never consumed. You can keep coming back to it again and again and again and get new insights. Put your hands by the scriptures and stay warm. Breathe in deep and let it fill our chest with oxygen for life. I love scripture. Take, for example, Mark 2, verses 13 through 17. Kate Koyman on Monday preached on this text, and I want to come back to it and preach on it again with the idea that we can keep coming back to the same scripture and glean new insights. Kate talked about how God calls and sometimes calls us and we find ourselves with them, those other people. Jesus does this. This morning I want to listen to this again and think about what we hear there, a double invitation. Listen to this from the book that we love, the bush that burns and is never consumed. Jesus went out again to the sea, and the whole crowd gathered around him, and he taught them. And as he was walking along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and he followed him. And as he sat at dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were also sitting with Jesus and his disciples. For there were many who followed him. And when the scribes of the Pharisees saw that Jesus was sitting with sinners and tax collectors, they said to the disciples, "Why does he sit with tax collectors and sinners?" And when Jesus heard this, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I love this story in Scripture because what it teaches us about Jesus. There's a double invitation packed in this story. The first invitation is very clear. Jesus is by the sea. The whole crowd gathers around him, and Jesus begins to teach. And you get the sense that his teaching is on a movement. He's walking with the crowd. And as he's walking, he sees Levi, son of Alphaeus. He's sitting at a tax collector booth. Now, Levi would have been considered a social outcast. He's a profiteer. He's one of the people who's exploiting the Jewish people within the government establishment for profit. And if you took on that job willingly, you were essentially betraying everything what your people stood for. People hated Levi. When they would see him on the streets, their eyes would dart the other way. They'd talk bad about him behind his back. He took the job willingly, I'm sure, but no one liked Levi. Jesus has got a throng of people with him. People are following him, and he sees Levi, and he invites Levi. He says, "Follow me." And Levi gets up and follows him. Jesus sees the one no one talks to and invites him. Invites him. Isn't that beautiful? Have you ever gotten a really good invitation? An invitation that you were hoping to get? An invitation says that you're going to be included. Other people want you around. There's an incredible power to invitation. Conversely, there's also power in not inviting, isn't there? It feels terrible not to be included. It feels terrible not to be given an invitation. Jesus sees Levi, and his invitation is simple. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. The journey of faith begins with Jesus' invitation to follow. There's no manipulation. There's no coercion. There's no arm twisting. Jesus just shows up and says, follow me. And that invitation demands a decisive action. You have to make a decision. Either you will or you won't. Levi, in that moment, is either going to say thanks but no thanks and keep on counting his money, exploiting the people for profit, or he's going to get up, leave the money on the table, and follow Jesus into a whole new life, into an undefined future. Follow me is loaded because it also means leaving this. Jesus shows up and offers an invitation, and it's an invitation to follow, not just an ethic, not a value system or a principle or something we legislate or vote on. What he says is follow me. We follow not an ethic or a principle or a virtue. We follow a person who shows up and who speaks. Jesus says, follow me. And I think that Jesus still is doing that. I think that Jesus is still showing up and says to you, follow me, wherever you're sitting. And that invitation opens us up to a whole new possibility. I love this about Jesus, because I think he's inviting everyone. I don't think that there's anyone excluded. I think that Jesus wants all of us to follow him. I think Dimnit Chapel stands not so much as a stone sanctuary, but a stone Hallmark card. Follow me. That's probably a terrible example. But you get the point. This place, this building, this moment here is not about exclusion. It's an invitation. What we want to be marked as a people of hope is always inviting, that you're invited into this life with Jesus, to follow not us, but to follow Jesus and to follow him wherever he takes you. I love that. That's the first invitation I see in this. But there's another invitation that I find particularly challenging. And it's the invitation that is implied but not overtly said. And at verse 15, it says this. And as he sat at dinner in Levi's house, Jesus invites Levi to follow him. Levi gets up and follows Jesus. But then Levi must have invited Jesus into his house. I think that's interesting, and I think that that's particularly challenging. Levi invites Jesus into his house and then throws a party. Jesus invites Jesus to his party. his friends and his tax collectors, these sinners. Now, sinners is a technical term, meaning those, not that were like bad people or did bad things, but they were people that were defined by not particularly interested in the scribal tradition of the Pharisees. That's what sinner means. It's the kid, I just don't care about going to that Bible study. That's who Levi's hanging out with. Levi's friends are other tax collectors, and he invites them to a party with Jesus. Levi invites Jesus to the party. I think that's interesting. Because sometimes I think that it's easy to get up and follow Jesus privately, but I wonder sometimes if it's harder for us to follow Jesus publicly, to invite Jesus into the house, to invite Jesus to our party. Because sometimes, you know, we want to follow Jesus, but we also kind of want to keep our old world, our old life. But Levi does something, I think, beautiful. He invites Jesus into his old life, into his relationships. I think that that's hard because sometimes, at least if I'm honest with myself, I want to follow Jesus, but I want to leave Jesus at the door. I don't want Jesus to dominate and take over the party. Sometimes because I don't want people to feel like I'm being self-righteous or one of those Pharisee people, so we just want to leave Jesus aside. Or sometimes maybe we're just worried that Jesus is just going to get too divisive for us. Because if you invite Jesus into your house, there's a warning that comes with this. Jesus isn't always a good house guest. Jesus kind of wants to take over every room in the house. I get that sense in here. Levi invites Jesus into his house, and you get the sense, the spirit of this is that Jesus starts to take over. But that's what Jesus does. Jesus doesn't want just part of your life if you get up and follow him. He wants all of your life. He wants us to invite him home. He's asking us to invite him to the party. And here's my question. What would it look like for us at Hope College to invite Jesus to the party? What would it look like for us to invite Jesus into our home? When we're on the internet, when we're looking in the mirror, when we're doing our research project, when we're in the library, when we're out on a date, in our bedroom, what would it look like to invite Jesus to the party? I think that it would look beautiful. I think that it would open us up to what we are truly called to be as a people of hope. It would call us to be a people that are inviting all people, engaging all people to know and be known. Because when you invite Jesus into your house, it starts to become God's house. And in God's house, everyone is known. And everyone is fed. And everyone has a place at the table. I love Scripture because what it teaches me about Jesus. And Jesus is inviting us. And in turn, we get to invite Jesus into the party this weekend. Amen? Let's pray. We thank you, God, for your word that is God-breathed and useful for teaching and reproof, for correction, for training us in your word. We thank you that you have asked us not to leave our righteousness at the door, but to bring your righteousness, Jesus Christ, into the party. So come, breathe on us your Holy Spirit, that it might fall afresh on us. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And everyone said, go in peace, my friends.